The power of a half hour. Take back your life 30 minutes at a time. Written by Tommy Barnett and read by Van Tracy.
When I moved to Phoenix, my apartment turned out to be located pretty far from my first job, so my commute was about 30 minutes each way. One day, I decided to turn everything off on purpose during my drive to work. You know how it is. Once you wake up, you quickly turn on something that makes noise. There's always noise. I thought I'd try driving without the noise. And Pastor Barnett had said something in a message about noise, how we always have to have noise. And so I said, okay, for these 30 minutes that I'm driving, I'm going to purposely have no noise. So I turned everything off. My sports radio, my worship CDs, and I decided to make my commute that morning a purposeful, quiet half hour. So while I was driving that familiar route, I began kind of talking to God. A lot of the ride was totally quiet, and it was amazing to me that after that half hour, by the time I pulled into the parking lot at work, I realized the need for more changes in my life than I had ever recognized before. It dawned on me that we get so busy and distracted that it's not until we stop some of our normal activities that we really actually realize what needs to change and how to make those changes. And I'm not talking about minor changes, like how I'm combing my hair. It was a great time for me to notice some major flaws in my character and in my personality. Well, after that experience, I decided that from then on, I would use my drive time to be quiet before God and try really hard to hear what He had to tell me. That drive helped me realize that for me to see the changes necessary in my life, or even in a given situation, I have to stop, be still, and be quiet. I'm a product of my society, so I'm very much a doer. So to break away from that routine and stop it has to be a definite commitment, something I do on purpose. At first, it was really hard to maintain that practice. I was really uncomfortable with the silence. I was used to noise all around me all the time. The quiet made me realize I'm actually alone. And I'll never forget the first few times I almost turned the radio on just to have some noise. It was really hard, but the more I got used to it, I even began to look forward to it. After a while, I even did it on the way home from work too. I started to really enjoy that time because it became time with God and a period of stillness, and I felt peaceful when I got out of my car. It gave me time to process everything and to enjoy the power in stillness. For me, that driving was time that I grew. After I left that job and took one closer to my home, I know this sounds funny or weird, sometimes I still will get in my car and drive around a while so I have that time of stillness. I can't do it at home for some reason, at least not yet, so this has become a valuable part of my life.